it really drives home the point to me that this is about getting something that's life-saving in more people's hands.
Absolutely. You know, the CDC reports there's about 192 overdose deaths every day. That's an epidemic. And so we have a medication that can reverse overdoses very effectively. And so the problem is just getting into the hands of the people that need it the most. And so that's what our grant works to do throughout about 40 counties here in the state, is to distribute naloxone, the reversal medication for opioid overdoses, and then to educate people on overdose prevention.
So when we talk about this drug itself, I've seen prices vary on it. It's not necessarily cheap for just somebody to have around.
No, it depends on the way that the medication is delivered. So we have primarily purchased one of two delivery methods. One of them is just, it's an injectable, it's an IM injectable shot. So think kind of like an EpiPen. You would have to draw the medication up in the syringe and you would inject it into the muscle of the leg or the arm or the buttocks. We also have a nasal spray, which people tend to like a little bit more who aren't comfortable using needles and syringes to inject the medication. And both of those are effective. They're both equally effective in reversing the overdose. There is another automated version of the injector, and it's made by Avizio, and it's significantly more expensive, but what it actually has a voice box that talks you through the process. So if you're looking at price differences, the naloxone that we give out for free, that's covered through our grant, we can give out three doses of the intramuscular injection and all the other equipment and education inside of a rescue pack for about $35, whereas you're going to pay about $75 a dose for the nasal spray and upwards of thousands of dollars for the Avizio auto injector.
When this drug is administered, I've read different things from people who, you know, I hate to use the term a miracle drug, but there are people who say it is pretty miraculous what can occur when somebody has overdosed on opioids and then this is administered to them. The results are pretty fast.
Yeah, in fact, there are several places. It's nicknamed on the street as the Lazarus medication, bringing people back from the dead. And it's effective if we get it to somebody in enough time. You know, an opioid overdose is literally just, it's a respiratory problem. The opioids sit in the part of the brain that control our breathing, and it slows them down. And eventually, it just stops the breathing. So this isn't a cardiac problem necessarily. At first, it's a respiratory problem. So the naloxone or the Narcan goes into the brain, and it kind of boots out the opioids that are suppressing the respirations, and it allows us to breathe again. So if we can get this medication to someone soon enough, it'll restart their breathing again, and they kind of snap right back out of it.
So these giveaways, like you're doing in Lincoln, the one that's coming up, those are happening more often, not just from your organization and in the area you're working in, but we're seeing this across the country.
Correct. There's a lot of reasons for that. Part of it is the CARA Act was passed in 2016, the Comprehensive Addiction Reform Act, and it was to increase funding to prevent overdose deaths and to increase treatment access and availability for people who needed it. And currently, as it stands, there's just not enough treatment available for anybody who has an opioid use disorder that wants to quit. And so we've got to keep them alive long enough for them to get into treatment or make their ways towards a safer way of being. And so that's where the naloxone comes into play. Often there's a stigma surrounding substance use that says if you use drugs, then you deserve whatever happens to you. And I think that's just a not factual statement. Just because someone chooses to use drugs does not mean that we should deny them health care or a chance at life or reduce the harm that, you know, they can experience as a result of their drug use. And also about inherent dignity and value and worth of every person. That doesn't change just because somebody does something that we don't like.
I'm talking with Chris Schaffner. He's a community outreach organizer with the Human Service Center based in Peoria. We're talking about an upcoming event in central Illinois in Lincoln in which the drug Narcan or naloxone will be given out. That is the drug used in opioid overdose cases. Kits will be given out for free, and we're seeing that happen in more communities recently. Chris, just to show the magnitude of this problem, I was reading a report this week that talked about the life expectancy in the U.S. is actually going down, and one of the main reasons they gave for that was drug overdoses.
2016, there were 64,000 overdose deaths. And in 2017, there were 72,000 overdose deaths. These numbers just keep climbing. And with the introduction of fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid, and it's significantly more powerful than heroin or morphine. It's about 100 times more powerful. That has increased the rate of death. And a lot of people who are actually dependent on drugs, opioids, don't even know that fentanyl is in the drug supply. And so they have no tolerance built up to that kind of powerful drug, and it stops their breathing and they die. So we've seen a huge need to get Narcan out to family members, to organizations that serve high-risk populations, like social service organizations or shelters, hospitals, and other organizations that may encounter someone at risk for overdose, and putting it actually in the hands of those who are using drugs.
So it doesn't necessarily have to just be a family member or somebody that's a friend of somebody that's doing this. You could, if somebody is having this problem themselves, and let's say they haven't sought treatment, or even if they're going through treatment, having this drug around is probably a good idea.
Yeah, we tell most people, there's a lot to opioid dependency that we probably won't have time to go into today. It has a lot with the brain and the wiring of the brain, and opioids hijack that whole system. And with the powerful synthetics that are out there, the idea of just quitting cold turkey is just not really a thing anymore. There was a time where you might be able to, hole up in your house for a week or so and kind of gut out the withdrawals. But with these synthetics, they're so powerful, that's just not the case anymore. It usually requires medical intervention, often with medication like buprenorphine or methadone, to help the brain regulate itself as it's trying to heal after maybe years of opioid use. So we need to get Narcan in the hands of those who are at highest risk, because it's a chronic relapsing disorder. There's high rates of relapse because of the way this changes the brain. So people are at higher risk for overdosing, and we need to make sure that we get naloxone into the hands of those that are at highest risk.
And for some of those people at the highest risk, we're not talking about what you might consider to be a typical drug addiction population all the time. This could be somebody who's been given opioids for pain following, say, a surgery or some chronic condition. It could be an elderly person, for example. The population is a lot broader than people would think.
Yes, I would say that that's absolutely true, that this really knows no bounds. We've seen, affluent suburban kids succumb to drug overdoses. We've seen rural families be impacted by this, and we've seen it continue to ravage the inner city and in our urban settings as well. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's just people of color or a particular demographic. It's hitting everybody across the board. But often there's still this stigmatized idea of what a heroin user looks like, and it just doesn't reflect what we're seeing across the board.
And at this next event, of course, you'll be handing out the naloxone kits. But I did want to point out, you'll be doing more than that.
So we're going to talk about what opioids actually are. Surprisingly, a lot of people just don't understand the difference between opioids and other prescription medication. So we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the signs and symptoms of a drug overdose related to opiates, how to use the naloxone, how to reverse an opioid overdose should it occur, and then helping people understand the best treatment practices for addressing this problem. We can fix this problem. That's the sad thing, is we can fix this problem relatively quickly when we use evidence-based practices like medication-assisted treatment. And so we're going to talk through a lot of that. People will be trained on how to use naloxone, and they'll leave with an overdose rescue kit. But we'll do a lot more to educate people about just the whole context of what's happening right now in our country.